How affordable will health plans offered on insurance exchanges really be? That's the question many consumer advocates are wondering in the weeks leading up to the opening of the exchanges. Those online marketplaces are a key part of the Affordable Care Act, or Obamacare, and supporters have played up promises of subsidies, better benefits, and lower out-of-pocket costs for consumers. But with 3 weeks left to go before the marketplaces go live, there are still no firm numbers about how much health insurance plans will cost.
Florida, it's not unusual for rates to be filed and approved very late in the quarter before they're going to be used. Companies have told me the rates that got approved, you know, even a week or two before they were to go into effect.
That's Rose Knaff, head of the group Florida Health Choices. It's an online health insurance marketplace, but it doesn't qualify as an exchange under the federal health law. Knaff says a lack of clarity on insurance rates might be a smokescreen. She believes the federal government does know how much insurance will cost. It's just not saying yet.
It does take an extended period of time to actually load the products and rates. And you have to know what those rates are before you load them, obviously. So they have to be loaded and tested and then reviewed and approved so that they're displaying correctly.
But so far, that information hasn't been made public. An official with the Department of Health and Human Services says specific rate information won't be available until at least the middle of September. And while Florida officials have preliminary information on state-based insurance plans, those numbers haven't been finalized. Without firm cost figures, many groups are left guessing. Florida insurance officials have estimated costs could rise as much as 40%. But a recent study by the nonpartisan RAND Corporation suggests that might not be true.
For the state of Florida, we found no change in premiums in 2016 in scenarios with and without the Affordable Care Act.
Christine Eibner, a senior economist at RAND, says her group did not look at the costs insurers were submitting for 2014 when the plans go into effect. Instead, their data was based on estimates 2 years from now.
Right. So we wanted to look at the sort of long-term effect of the Affordable Care Act. And, you know, one of the uncertainties about 2014 is that there are so many things that have to work operationally. You know, there's also so much uncertainty about how people will perceive the law and how they'll react initially and how much they'll understand things, that it's very difficult to predict how premiums will respond in that initial year.
Meanwhile, Florida's numbers, based on information submitted by the insurers, show an initial spike in rates for 2014.
Affordable is always relative, but the opportunity here is that there are going to be multiple ways to look at securing assistance to afford the premiums.
Karen Woodall, executive director of the left-leaning Florida Center for Fiscal and Economic Policy, has been following the development of state and federal insurance exchanges closely. Woodall says while most people are focused on the affordable part of the Affordable Care Act, they miss another part, patient protections. Those are strengthened under the law along with additional benefits like free preventative care and caps on out-of-pocket costs. But even with big subsidies, some people, especially at the lower end of the income scale, could still find purchasing health insurance on the exchanges unaffordable.
Are we still going to have people who it's just not going to be affordable to them based on their other costs and expenses that are out of their control, pretty much? Mm-hmm. Yes. And that's why there's going to be the ability for people to get hardship exemptions so that they don't have to meet the individual mandate for participating in coverage.
Federal subsidies are available to individuals making between $16,000 and $46,000 a year. For families, it's between $47,000 and $94,000. But even if premiums are less than $25 a month for someone making, say, $16,000 a year, the out-of-pocket deductible could be 100 times that, or more than an eighth of that person's yearly salary. The exchanges are set to open October 1st, and most observers say it'll take until at least then to see exactly how much insurance will cost and who can afford to pay for it. For WFSU News, I'm Lynn Hatter.